Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's Matt Leon, and here's what's happening. Firefighters had to battle flames and heavy smoke this morning as a massive five-alarm fire tore through a more than 200-year-old vacant church in Pottstown, Montgomery County. KYW's Sonny Morgan was there as crews worked to put out flames.
Officials say the fire started at the former Invictus Ministries on Hanover and Chestnut Streets just before 6:30. The fire was contained around 12:30 in the afternoon, according to Pottstown Fire Chief Frank Hand.
Nothing else is going to happen. You know, the roof collapsed, so there's debris burning underneath the roof where class. And we're in good shape. Nobody's in danger.
He added that a crane will be coming to help crews get inside and identify a cause. Pottstown Borough Manager Justin Keller says the building had been vacant for about 2 years and was recently bought by a developer.
There very well could have been a possibility that there were trespassers that had gotten into the building.
Nearby homes were evacuated as a precaution, but officials say there were no injuries. A home next to the church was damaged. Pennsylvania State Police are investigating a violent crash that followed a police chase in Chester County. All three occupants were killed. KYW's Connor Barcon has more from the scene.
Many drivers spent the morning waiting on Route 41 Gap Newport Pike while workers detoured traffic for the investigation. Troopers say they tried to pull a car over after witnessing several violations, and police say the car did not pull over and a chase ensued. The car crashed into a tree near the intersection of Gap Newport Pike and Sheehan Road in Avondale around 1:30 a.m. The driver and two passengers were killed.
Investigators are waiting to identify the victims until their families have been notified. No troopers were hurt. SEPTA says the Center City Trolley Tunnel is going to remain closed through Thanksgiving week as crews repair damage from a replacement part. KYW's Mike DiNardo reports.
It's going to take crews at least a week longer to fix damaged catenary wires in the trolley tunnel. SEPTA now says the tunnel will be closed and trolleys diverted until at least November 30th. SEPTA General Manager Scott Sauer says workers are fixing the overhead wires damaged by a replacement slider that wore out earlier than expected.
We have crews in the tunnel now that are working day and night to try to make repairs where needed.
The tunnel has been closed since November 13th, inconveniencing 60,000 daily riders. Sauer, who began his career as a trolley operator, apologized for the frustrations, but said he wants to be sure the tunnel is fully ready when it reopens. A Philadelphia man will spend more than 20 years in federal prison after he was convicted of home invasions that investigators call extraordinarily violent and utterly horrifying. KYW's Suburban Bureau Chief Jim Melwert reports.
31-year-old Shaquan Brown is sentenced to 22 and a half years in federal prison, convicted of conspiring and instructing three others to target business owners who they believed would keep large amounts of cash in their homes. On December 31st, 2019, just over a month after Brown got out of prison on drug charges, he and two other men targeted the owner of a nail salon in Havertown. Federal authorities say Brown had put a GPS tracking device on the owner's car to learn his routine after they forced the owner into his home at gunpoint and ransacked the house. Federal investigators say Brown and another man, while holding the salon owner at gunpoint, swung his three-year-old daughter by her neck.
Brown tried to break into another house in Downingtown 4 days later, but the owner, who wasn't home at the time, was alerted to motion on the property. Brown was caught by police after a chase through the woods. Meanwhile, two of his co-conspirators, Tyreek Byrd and Sahir McCorkle, have also been convicted. A growing number of children in Pennsylvania lack health insurance. That's the finding of the annual State of Children's Health Insurance in Pennsylvania report released by Pennsylvania Partnerships for Children. KYW Community Impact reporter Raquel Williams, the details.
Pennsylvania is facing its highest number of uninsured children in more than a decade, with more than 153,000 kids currently going without insurance.
Kids who don't have health insurance are not going to their preventive visits, so they're not able to keep up to date on immunizations or developmental screenings, and really looking at that preventive way to stay healthy.
That's Becky Ludwig, Vice President of Public Policy at the Pennsylvania Partnerships for Children. This alarming data comes as federal policy changes threaten to further impact families' access to health care coverage. They're looking specifically at the expiration of tax credits at the state level.
The expiration of those tax credits are coming up quickly here, and they will expire at the end of December if Congress doesn't act to extend them.
Seven counties account for 45% of uninsured children: Berks, Bucks, Chester, Delaware, Lancaster, Lehigh, and Philadelphia. The organization wants policymakers to protect and strengthen Medicaid, CHIP, and PENNY, extend premium tax credits to keep coverage affordable, and simplify enrollment and maintain continuous eligibility to reduce coverage gaps. That's the All Local. I'm Matt Leon. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers.
Now's the time for a great deal on a new Honda. It's time to drive smarter with high-tech features and excellent reliability. It's time for intelligent design plus exciting performance. Get a new vehicle you'll love. Check out the Honda Civic, Accord, or HR-V.
See dealer for financing details.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.